From my mother, I inherited my looks and tendency to migraine. From my father, I inherited an optimism which did not leave me until recently. Details. I was born in Reno, Nevada, and moved 9 years later to Silver Wells, Nevada. Population then 28, now zero. We moved down to Silver Wells because my father lost the Reno house in a private game and happened to remember that he owned this town, Silver Wells. He had bought it or won it, or maybe his father left it to him. I'm not sure which, and it doesn't matter to you. We had a lot of things and places that came and went. A cattle ranch with no cattle and a ski resort picked up on somebody's second mortgage, and a motel that would have been advantageously situated at a freeway exit had the freeway been built. I was raised to believe that what came in on the next roll would always be better than what went out on the last. I no longer believe that, but I am telling you how it was. What we had in Silver Wells was 300 acres of mesquite and some houses and a Flying A and a zinc mine and a Tonopah and Tidewater Railroad siding and a trinket shop. And later, after my father and his partner, Benny Austin, hit on the idea that Silver Wells was a natural tourist attraction, a midget golf course, and a reptile museum and a restaurant with some slots and two crap tables. The slots were not exactly moneymakers because the only person who played them was Paulette, with nickels from the cash box. Paulette ran the restaurant and, I see now, bawled my father and sometimes let me pretend to cashier after school. I say pretend because there were no customers. As it happened, the highway my father counted on came nowhere near and the money ran out and my mother got sick and Benny Austin went back to Vegas. I ran into him in the Flamingo a few years ago. Your father's only Waterloo was, he was a man always 20 years before his time, Benny advised me that night in the Flamingo. The ghost town scheme, the midget golf, the automated blackjack concept. What do you see today? Harry Wyeth could be a Rockefeller in Silver Wells today. There isn't any Silver Wells today, I said. It's in the middle of a missile range. I'm speaking about then, Mariah. As it was. Benny called for a round of Cuba Libres, a drink I have never known anyone but my mother and father and Benny Austin to order, and I gave him some chips to play for me and went to the ladies' room and never came back. I told myself it was because I didn't want Benny to see the kind of man I was with. I was with a man who was playing baccarat with $100 bills behind the rope, but that wasn't all of it. I might as well lay it on the line. I have trouble with as it was. I mean, it leads nowhere. Benny Austin, my mother sitting in Paulette's empty restaurant, when it was 120 degrees outside looking through her magazines for contests we could enter. Waikiki, Paris, France, Roman holiday. My mother's yearning suffused our life like nerve gas. Cross the ocean in a silver plane, she would croon to herself and mean it. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. The three of us driving down to Vegas in the pickup and then driving home again in the clear night. 100 miles down and 100 back. And nobody on the highway either way. Just the snakes stretched on the warm asphalt. And my mother with a wilted gardenia in her dark hair. And my father keeping a fifth of Jim Beam on the floorboard and talking about his plans. He always had a lot of plans. I never in my life had any plans. None of it makes any sense. None of it adds up. New York. What sense did that make? An 18-year-old girl from Silver Wells, Nevada, graduates from the Consolidated Union High School in Tonopah and goes to New York to take acting lessons. How do you figure it? My mother thought being an actress was a nice idea. She used to cut my hair in bangs to look like Margaret Sullivan. And my father said not to be afraid to go because if certain deals worked out as anticipated, he and my mother would be regular airline passengers between Las Vegas and New York